It was a very unusual spring election and presidential primary in Wisconsin yesterday, and that's not just because we don't know who won the races yet. Because of a court order, results won't be made public until next Monday. What also made it out of the ordinary was that the election was conducted in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Poll workers and many voters were decked out in protective masks and gloves, and lines at Milwaukee polling places stretched on for blocks in some cases. That's because many poll workers stayed at home out of concern over COVID-19. So the city consolidated its 180 typical polling places into 5 large voting sites at high schools. WUWM reporters checked in to see how things were going throughout the day. Here are some comments from poll workers and people waiting in line to cast their ballots.
They give us gloves. We get one mask for the day. Half of us have gotten gowns, as you see that I'm wearing right now. And then if we have anything extra, they're letting us wear that. And that's how we look in there. So it looks like a hospital inside there. And then we're giving hand sanitizer as everybody comes in.
There are enough workers at these stations, but there aren't enough supplies for them. There aren't enough actual polling stations for people to write in on. There's not enough space for everyone. The lines all the way to the Urban Ecology Center blocks from the school that this is taking place at right now. There's just too much. There's not enough protections. And this is going to raise the number of cases in Milwaukee exponentially.
I've seen people who have been, who came here, saw the line and left and said, well, maybe we'll come back later. So we are going to see people who aren't voting because of the wait.
The line's not that long. I've heard longer from other places and stuff too, like 5 blocks, but it's like a block and a half at most. So I'm happy that they're still doing the vote, even though with all this going on. So kind of gives some semblance of normalcy at least.
I have no problem being out here today because I believe that in the midst of this pandemic, if we can still vote, we should. We should get out and do our service to get out here and vote.
I'm very nervous, but I still want to vote, so I got to stand out here.
It's not fair to everyone because not everyone has access to cars, and only 5 places means they're going to be spread out. So maybe people who want to vote can't necessarily, and that puts like a dampen on a lot of groups. Then especially in like this city, it's very segregated, and a lot of communities, like 180 to 5, not everyone can get out and vote.
Those were the voices of a handful of the people participating in yesterday's highly unusual presidential primary and spring election. We heard from Milwaukee poll workers Tracy and Josh Spurko, and voters Peter Zirin, Joseph Hagen, Eulandria Biddle, Faye King, and Kate Seaver. Election results will be made public next Monday.